Tuesday, April 2nd, from New York, travel day, but last night, didn't get to mention college women's hoops, or women's college hoops, or basketball, which is clearly having a moment, and that is not a breaking news here. If you're paying attention, you kind of know what's going on, but last night in my break, my rest siesta from Disney when we were back at the hotel, my intention and executed was putting on whatever game was on at that point. It happened to be the second half of Caitlin Clark and Iowa against LSU, a rematch of last year's championship game. And then this morning when I got on the plane, there was a replay of the USC-UConn Elite Eight game, and I caught the fourth quarter of that, which I didn't know from last night what had happened. So effort has been put in to see these women, and because of the popularity, the name brands of the players, and obviously the good teams like a UConn against Juju Watkins, is something that is appealing to me as a casual women's fan, but someone who always likes to watch the Final Four and keep track of the stars, and like I get interested in the women's tournament when it gets down to the nitty gritty here. But that's basically what my involvement in the men's game has been this year as well. So as we see the women having a moment, and you would argue probably successfully that the most popular collegiate women basketball players are more well-known, famous than its male counterparts. Now, to put some data behind this revelation here, Joe Pompliano posted today that last night's Iowa-LSU game, the one that I first mentioned with Caitlin Clark, who is the star, but there's also an Angel Reese there on LSU. It's a 1 seed versus a 3 seed. It's a rematch of last year's championship game. 12.3 million viewers for that game. More than any women's college basketball game ever played. The 2023 NBA Finals, World Series, Orange Bowl, Big Ten Championship, Cotton Bowl, Pac-12 Championship, Big 12 Championship, ACC Championship, Peach Bowl, Thursday Night NFL Football, every 2023 college football regular season game aside from Ohio State against your current national champion, Michigan Wolverines. And that is fairly incredible when you really think about it. So it's cool to see. I'm definitely looking forward to the Final Four matchups coming next weekend in both the men's and the women's brackets. But we're at a moment here where those two things feel the same.